Shalom Aleichem, and thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Shalom Aleichem, meaning peace of God be with you, is one of the ways people greet each other in Yiddish, a language spoken by Jewish people throughout the world.
Welcome to Supreme Master Television, broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, USA. You can join us via Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa. Supreme Master Television broadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and is also available online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, German Chancellor Angela Merkel encourages her nation's car industry to produce environmentally friendly cars. In humanitarian news, Ugandan children receive free medical examinations and medicine. In health news, Russian children learn about eating nutritious food during their school lessons. In eco-fashion news, the fashion industry comes out to support Al Gore's climate project. In animal news, the beluga whale is found to have complex language patterns. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today, September the 27th, Avril Lavigne was born in Canada in 1984. Most people know Avril Lavigne as a popular actress and award-winning singer. Avril has campaigned for charities, peace, and human rights groups. A vegetarian, she has helped raise money for such groups as Amnesty International, the Make-A-Wish Foundation, Camp Willoway, and the environmental organization Reverb, among others. Thank you, Avril, for helping to improve the world's environment and the lives of those who are in need. We wish you a wonderful and happy birthday. News from Los Angeles, California, USA. On September 25th, 2007, the day of the Moon Festival celebration, Supreme Master Television staff received a surprise phone call from Supreme Master Ching Hai. It was the greatest honor and most wonderful moments as our hearts rejoiced with childlike innocence.
Thank you, Master.
Although her schedule was quite busy, Supreme Master Ching Hai set aside some time to speak with our staff.
I know when I work with the centers, I feel, you know, your years and years of love and devotion with all of us, because even though we don't know each other personally, of course, we're all so connected and love you so much that the response and the chance to work with the centers is amazing.
It's like love is looking in the same direction, you know, remember?
Yes, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, and we are looking in the same direction. That's why we love each other, and maybe that's the true love, right?
That's right.
Master, I would like to offer you an Arabic song. It's about the kids of God.
Children of God, right?
Okay. حلقات حلقات في سبيل الطيبات نحن أبناء الله إخوة وأخوات حلقات حلقات في سبيل الطيبات نحن أبناء تشينخات إخوة وأخوات.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
My name is Patrick, the Italian translator.
Oh, hello, Italian.
I just would like to share with you something positive about Italy. Like 2 months ago, we had the chance to have an interview here in Los Angeles with the director of the Italian Institute. And, well, she was very, very happy. And since then, on their website, they have a permanent link to SMTV. So that means, yes, that means that whoever looks for Italian culture in Los Angeles, he can watch SMTV too. Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome, and thank you.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
This is Sarah from Korea. Recently, we made a show about North Korea, and there was also the presidents of North and South Korea met together or are going to meet together soon. And many positive things are happening in North Korea now. Despite the flood, the relief work is happening, and the North Korean leader actually thanked the international community for helping them, which is rare. And so I think the Korean people feel a lot of blessing nowadays. Thank you, Master.
You're welcome. Thank you, sir. Thank the Korean people. Practice very good.
Thank you, Master.
Yeah, I love the Korean people. There's so many Korean initiatives, but they're so very sincere.
This is Chris from Germany.
Good to Eskifeld here in Manokta.
Yeah, yes, es ist sehr schönes Wetter hier.
Ja, schönes Wetter.
Okay.
Was gibt's?
Oh, just to say hello.
Hey,
and,
hello.
Hi. And love you, Master.
Oh, I love you too, Chris. Thanks for being a good boy.
Hi, Master. When you talk about true love and the connection in the world, I hope that the whole world desires for the Almighty's name, and that comes true.
It will.
Yes. And I've got a line from the Sikh scriptures to sing to you. I just want to sing to you. Priyo priyo naam tera darshan chahe jaise drisht o chand chakori priyo priyo naam tera darshan chahe jaise drisht o chand chakori. This is about a rain bird in India, and it longs to see the moon. And that's how I hope the whole planet longs to see God.
师父是陈牌。 中秋节快乐，师父。
OK。
谢谢师父给我们这个机会，在这边学习到很多。
可以学习吗？
是的。 谢谢师父照顾，这里一切都很好。
不客气。 Enjoy.
谢谢师父。 Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Je t'aime beaucoup.
Moi aussi, Master. Je t'aime beaucoup.
Con đại diện cho những người Việt Nam ở đây đối với sư phụ. You bring the sun to our life every day, Master. And we're most grateful.
You're welcome, honey. You're welcome. The Vietnamese government. Just now they're going to release 10,000 of prisoners. Can you believe it?
That's amazing.
Yeah, even go home, no need visa and all that. Wow, what a change, huh? Big change now in Vietnam, right?
It's all due to your grace and blessings, Master.
I love you guys.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you.
Because only when you're happy can you make somebody else happy, no?
Although our moon goddess was far away, her love was always near and cherished in our hearts. We are forever grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for the profound happiness and inner tranquility you bring into our lives. You are our beautiful moon goddess, descending from the glorious celestial realms to shine our path back to the heavenly home with your graceful light. May your days be blessed abundantly with divine love and peace.
Fly-in news. Iranian president clarifies foreign policy. Speaking to the Associated Press while in the United States, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said that his country's foreign policy is based on humanitarian concerns and the pursuit of justice. He also made it clear that Iran has only peaceful intentions towards all countries, including Israel. Thank you, and Allah bless President Ahmadinejad for your commitment to a humane and peaceful world. May the Iranian people be blessed with prosperity and harmony.
Fly-in news. President Bush says an independent Palestinian state is in the best interests of both Israel and Palestine. At a meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in New York on Monday, U.S. President George W. Bush promised to assist Palestine and Israel in the creation of an independent Palestinian state. President Bush told President Abbas, "I believe that the vision of two states side by side in peace is achievable. The United States of America will work as hard as we possibly can to help you achieve the vision." Thank you, President Bush, and to the United States for your commitment to helping Israel and Palestine become prosperous, harmonious, and cooperative neighbors. May heaven bless the peace process with success.
Fly-in news. Afghanistan offers reconciliation with Taliban. Speaking at a United Nations press conference on Sunday, Afghan President Hamid Karzai affirmed the efforts being made by his government toward peaceful negotiations with the Taliban, saying that the Taliban's participation in the rebuilding of Afghanistan was much needed. The president stated, "It is extremely important that this process goes on." Thank you, President Karzai, for your efforts towards peaceful reconciliation. May Allah bless the people of Afghanistan with love, dignity, and harmonious relations among all.
Fly-in news. Israelis to release 87 Palestinians. On October the 2nd, 87 Palestinians will be freed by the Israeli government as a gesture of goodwill to the Palestinian Authority. This release follows a similar action in July this year when 250 detainees were freed. Thank you and God bless Israel for your compassionate gesture. We wish the Palestinians happy reunions with families and friends.
Iranian news. Iranian president says Iranian women are amongst the freest in the world today. Speaking in a press conference, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad stated that women are also active in many areas of society, including positions in research, the media, art, and politics. The president further highlighted the openness of Iranian society, saying that all religions have the constitutional right to practice freely. Thank you, Your Excellency, for affirming the opportunities enjoyed by the Iranian people. May the great Allah bless Iran with peaceful relations with all in the world.
Fly-in news. European Union to set higher goals for addressing climate change. The European Union hopes to obtain consensus on a proposal for greater reductions in greenhouse gases at the upcoming December UN conference on climate change. Portugal's Prime Minister José Socrates indicated that the European Union is ready to commit to a 30% reduction in greenhouse gases and hopes to raise this commitment to at least 50% of the 1990 levels by 2050. Thank you, Prime Minister José Socrates and the European Union, for your efforts to set a good example in addressing climate change. May God bless the meeting in December with positive benefits for our beautiful Earth and her inhabitants.
Fly-in news. Chilean president urges greater contributions from developed countries. Speaking at the UN General Assembly, President Michelle Bachelet called for industrialized countries to provide technical and financial assistance to developing countries in helping them address climate change. She also asked for global consensus within the international community for unified collective action. Thank you, President Bachelet, for your caring efforts. May heaven bless the world's leaders with fruitful actions in helping restore our planet to her original health and great beauty.
Fly-in news. French and Rwandan foreign ministers meet. In their first meeting since 2006, France's foreign minister Bernard Kouchner and his Rwandan counterpart Charles Murigande spoke together during their attendance at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. The two dignitaries discussed strengthening bilateral ties between their nations. Congratulations, Rwanda and France, for the renewal of your cordial relations. May heaven bless both countries with ever-expanding peace, cooperation, and friendship.
Fly-in news. Norwegian Prime Minister calls for incentives to green development. Norwegian Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg addressed a high-level plenary meeting on climate change at the sideline of the UN General Assembly. He said that industrialized nations must provide developing countries with strong incentives to encourage eco-friendly growth. Of the challenge of climate change, Mr. Stoltenberg said, "This is the time and this is the place to raise it. I know we will." Thank you, Mr. Stoltenberg, for your affirmation. May God bless the meeting with beneficial and positive solutions.
Fly-in news. Beijing Airport's three-runway trial goes well. On Tuesday, Beijing's Capital International Airport successfully ran a trial operation to use three runways at the same time. It was the first Asian airport to use three runways simultaneously. The third runway will increase the number of takeoffs and landings per hour by 30 to 45% when it opens in February 2008. Congratulations, China, on making aviation history with the successful test of triple runway operations. May heaven bless China with continued technological advancement for the people's good.
Fly-in news. South African president urges new focus on climate change. Speaking at the United Nations General Assembly, South African President Thabo Mbeki urged the international community to address the issue of climate change quickly and comprehensively. President Mbeki said, "Together, we must ensure that we build a fair, effective, flexible, and inclusive climate regime. We must agree to this as a matter of urgency." Thank you, President Mbeki, for your call to action on behalf of our beautiful earthly home. May God keep it safe through the wisdom of our leaders and the virtue of our people.
Fly-in news. Russia unveils new commercial passenger airplane. The Sukhoi Superjet 100 was unveiled Wednesday at a ceremony attended by Russia's first Deputy Prime Minister, Sergei Ivanov. The Sukhoi Superjet 100 is the product of a renaissance in Russia's civil aviation industry. Russian and international companies have already placed more than 70 orders for the plane. According to its maker, Sukhoi Aircraft Holdings, the new airplane will be remarkably fuel-efficient, comfortable, and affordable. Congratulations, Russia, on your successful new aircraft. May the Sukhoi Superjet 100 fly high and proud in the sky for many years to come with its environmentally friendly technology.
Fly-in news. PETA donates $120,000 to QSAR Foundation. The animal welfare organization, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, has made a $120,000 donation to the International QSAR Foundation to reduce animal testing. Researchers at the QSAR Foundation are developing methods that would eliminate any need for animal testing. The new techniques are also faster, more accurate, and less costly. Thank you, and God bless PETA for your commitment to a humane world for humans and animals alike.
In Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Virginia, USA. Our association members took part in the widely celebrated Washington, D.C. Asian Festival with nearly 12,000 people in attendance. Our association members' booth featured vegetarian cuisine as we highlighted the Asian tradition of considering all life to be sacred. Many people were very pleasantly surprised to find that this delicious food was made of vegetable protein. Our association members' booth was also quite popular with many of the dogs who accompanied their human companions. One dog kept sitting under the table where all of Supreme Master Qinghai's books were. He was a welcome guest and a good reminder that our brothers and sisters come in all forms.
In environmental news, Chancellor Angela Merkel urges German car makers to reduce emissions. German Chancellor Merkel urged the car industry in Germany to be more active in taking measures to offset climate change. Chancellor Merkel sets climate protection as a top agenda of her government and asked German manufacturers to rise to the challenge of the world market in new technology and environmental protection measures. Thank you and God bless Chancellor Merkel for your commitment to environmental responsibility to keep our planet clean and green. Up next on Noteworthy News, 12 school districts in Uganda get free medicine for children. We'll go be alone with God for a short while. We'll be back soon, so stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
DVD, The Divine Intelligence of Animals, Supreme Master Qinghai shares her experience of adopting and caring for animals, such as parrots and dogs, during a gathering with spiritual practitioners in Florida, USA. Her boundless love and meticulous observations remind us to love our animal friends and give us a better understanding of animals' spirituality and loyalty. Through Supreme Master Qinghai's words, we find that the sentience of animals is no less than that of humans who are the most spiritual beings among all God's creatures. Discover the true nature of our animal friends. Get the DVD, The Divine Intelligence of Animals, by visiting us online at www.smchbooks.com.
Hello there, I'm Herman the Horse with a handy tip for the garden. If you want to grow your own organic veggies, simply dig a hole in your garden in the winter, collect your kitchen waste in a bucket every day, and then put it in the hole in your garden. Cover the scraps with a thin layer of soil, repeating until the hole is full. Then dig another hole and start again until you cover the whole garden. If you do this throughout the winter, when the spring comes and it's time to plant your seeds, you will have a beautiful, healthy, organic garden. Have fun in your garden. And now for the weather from around the world.
Humanitarian news, Ugandan children received a gift of hope. To commemorate His Highness the Aga Khan's Golden Jubilee celebration, 300 children from Uganda between the ages of 3 to 8 were given free medicines from a mobile clinic. This kind effort was organized by the Aga Khan Development Network that offers a multitude of services. Free medicines benefit the children of 12 schools in the districts of Mpiga, Wakiso and Kampala in Uganda. Thank you and Allah bless Your Highness the Aga Khan for your compassion and generosity. May the grace of the great Allah shower upon you and all your noble efforts.
In health news, a primary school in the Kaliningrad region of Russia has come up with a clever way to encourage its students to eat healthier. Students calculate the number of calories, fats, and proteins in mathematics lessons and get a taste of healthy French delicacies while learning geography. Teachers provide their students with the best learning tools possible, which include fresh fruit and different vegetables. This method has become so successful in getting children to eat well that the local government plans to introduce this positive approach to other schools. Thank you, and God bless the school's staff and students with health and happiness. Coming up, fashion designers raise funds to save our beautiful earth. We'll just spend a few moments in quiet contemplation of all God's blessings. Be right back with more noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In eco-fashion news, the fashion world has organized a second season of raising funds for Al Gore's climate project. The event was supported by many top fashion brands from around the world. The organizer of the event, Mariel Gamboa, said, "I wanted to do something with a little more meaning in my life, and the environment is an area that needs a lot of help." Apart from persuading many to donate a percentage of their sales, she also got some celebrities, including Kate Moss and Jay Jagger, to design t-shirts for the charity event. Also taking part in this environmental awareness event were Richard Branson, the British businessman and philanthropist, and Franca Susani, the editor-in-chief of the Italian Vogue magazine. Thank you, all the caring and beautiful people who took part in this positive program of raising global awareness for our planet. May God continue to bless you in your endeavors.
In animal news, scientists discover new findings of beluga white whales' communication habits. Researchers from the Moscow Institute of Oceanology have been studying 80 female belugas with their calves living in the Solovetsky Archipelago for many summers. A special camera was installed at the bottom of the White Sea to keep records of the whale's behavior. Findings reveal that belugas make various sounds, which make up syllables. These syllables, in turn, make up words in their communication. The distribution of voice pitches in white whale males and females is very similar to humans. Constant communication and diverse languages used by the beluga white whales indicate that they are highly intelligent beings. Thank you, and heaven bless Russian researchers for your studies, which show how highly developed and intelligent our beluga white whales truly are.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai. ¶¶
That was the owner of a company. He went into the office and talked to the executive. Oh, my secretary is not here today. Could you... You know, he's stand next to a shredder. You know what a shredder is? They put the paper in there and they tear into pieces. Yeah, maybe important document or something. The boss came next to the shredder standing there and asked the executive that, could you make this thing work, please? Because my secretary is not here. He said, oh, yes, no problem. So the boss handed the piece of paper to the executive, and he put it in the shredder, puts the start button, and said, that's it, easy. So the boss said, oh, so simple. Well, I just need one copy anyway, just one copy.
And now for a viewer's heartline. This heartline is from Kornikova from France, who wrote,
I discovered the Supermaster television since 2 weeks ago. What a wonderful channel!
Hello, Kornikova. Thank you so much for sharing your joy. Your comments certainly inspire all of us. May God bless you and your loved ones with peace and happiness.
Do you have a heartline today? We sure do appreciate your comments and positive stories. So if you would like to share them with us, please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on the screen.
Supreme Master Television is available all around the world, any day of the year and any time of day. Connect online at suprememastertv.com.
Thank you for joining us today on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. As we say farewell in Yiddish, Shalom Adye, which means peace or go in peace.